Can 840 horsepower in the hands of a private American citizen save the Republic? Yes. Yes, it can.
Yes.
Everybody, I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Ott, and your right angle today concerns the rollout of the Dodge Demon, a sports car of which the likes have seen little. We have passed, have we then? sometimes you dig yourself a hole you can't get out of.
Sometimes
Dodge has just rolled out a car called a Demon. It looks like their regular Challenger, but it's got 840 horsepower. Doesn't come with a back seat, and it doesn't come with another front seat either. It's designed for the strip or the street. It's street legal. It goes from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. So the issue, guys, is – oh, and I'll add one more thing, too, for those progressives whose heads are already exploding. The rollout of this vehicle was the most gaudy thing I've ever seen. Honestly, it looked like a G.I. Joe bar mitzvah is what it looked like. It was just so cheesy, which made me love the car even more. Now, Steve, here's the thing. The country was founded on the idea of freedom. And when we think of freedom, we think of parchment, and we think of speeches, and we think of George Washington, and we think of, you know, all of these lofty things. But basically, what freedom really comes down to is the freedom to do whatever you want so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And that's why I think 840 horsepower in the hands of a private American citizen is exactly what this country needs. What do you say to those people who said, no, it's dangerous and it guzzles too much gas and all the rest of it? We could talk to my taillights.
Yeah. Bye-bye. You know, I just thought of something. I believe, if I remember correctly, the gas turbine engine in an M1 Abrams tank puts out 1,500 horsepower and weighs something like 70 tons in its current... up-armored version. And so you're talking about a 33,000-pound sports car with more than half as much horsepower as an M1 Abrams tank. Ponder that for a moment. But, Bill, you say this is going to make liberal heads explode. I disagree. You know, they've been trying to make gasoline more and more expensive. They're not really happy unless we're paying $3, $4, $5 a gallon like they do in Europe. But if Dodge sells enough of these cars, gas consumption is going to go so high that, yes, the price of gas is going to spike to $4 or $5 a gallon, and liberals should be just happy as hell, right?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So go Dodge Demon. At first, I was kind of disappointed because we're getting this instead of our flying cars. And then I realized...
This car flies all right.
Yeah, if you take the rear spoiler and turn it upside down, you will be airborne. You will have a flying car. And you're gone. I want one. I want two. No, I want one in every color they make. I'm gonna sell my house. No, I'm going to knock my house down. I'm going to make it all one big garage for these cars. And we're just going to sleep in the non-existent back seat. There you go.
Scotty, my view on this has been, it took a while to get to this place, and I'm not joking, I'm really not. I really do think this is what America is all about. But I think the one individual who most convinced me of this kind of thing is the smartest guy on the internet, which is Iowa Hawk. Now, Iowa Hawk is a statistician. He's absolutely the most brilliant guy I've ever run into, and he basically does nothing but tinker with cars and put together hot rods and find old Model Ts and clean out the engines, you know, and rev them up, race them up, and he lives to weld things. And the reason I think this is so important is something like this is, in fact, a very difficult technical challenge. And this idea of doing something that is frivolous, certainly on many levels, and yet requires a great deal of skill and money, is the essence to me of the kind of humility, I guess is what I'm trying to say, of people like Iowa Hawk who are so bloody brilliant that if he didn't get his hands greasy and knock his knuckles bloody every day, he'd probably turn into a real jerk, you know?
And I think that's there is something to be said for that. That is the spirit of America. In fact, when you told me about this story, my initial thought was the only thing that could make this story better is if some guy had built that car in his own garage. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's happening all the time. They're That's building right. cars like this in their cars. The unique part of this story is that it's a major company that is mass producing such a vehicle. We've got
and
guys across
proudly,
the country
proudly too.
Who are handcrafting these things. I watched a video the other day. I could not take my eyes off it. All it was some sort of competition among guys cutting through logs that looked to be about 2 feet in diameter or something like that. And they were using chainsaws they had built themselves using automobile engines. So they're like, it took two guys to hold each one of these chainsaws in most cases. And they're like 8-cylinder engines with chrome pipes coming off the top of them, everything. And they would go through that 2 foot in diameter log like butter. It was just like, and just slice right through it. And I just thought, that is awesome. You know how many hours these guys have spent for what? So that they could say that they made a saw that cut through a giant log in a half a second. It's because you can. And I think that that's the beautiful thing. There's something about working on your own car like Dave Burge, Iowa Hawk, does. And that I do on a very minor level, just even being able to do basic maintenance on your own car, there's something that feels good about that. I mean, a couple of months ago, I spent literally an hour chiseling a nut off the top of a shock absorber because the whole time I was thinking, when I'm done, I'll be able to look myself in the eye and say, man, you have replaced an entire set of shocks on a pickup truck. You're an American.
And a man, too, by God. I'm with you 100%. You come out of there with little bloody knuckles and some grease on your hands. You feel like you just created fire for the first time, you know? I know a lot of our European bettors look at us and think we're absolutely nuts because we do things like 840 horsepower in a production car. Or we're the country that builds, no fooling now, jet-powered outhouses that'll go down the street and leave a 40-foot tongue of flame behind them. Or we will create a cannon that will launch a pumpkin 2.5 miles or put it into orbit or something like this.
Remember the trebuchets that do that too.
That's right.
Pumpkin chucking.
This is not trivial, and it's not stupid either. What this is it's the essence of what makes America great. It's applied intelligence. And sometimes you need the most frivolous goals imaginable to actually apply all of your intelligence. It's hard to make a jet-powered outhouse. It's not easy. And there's something so whimsical about it and something so free about people using their own money to do things that they think are fun for the sake of doing things that are fun, and especially when these things are exceedingly difficult. The ability to improvise and put things together like this is the essence of this country. And I am glad as can be that there is a 840 horsepower car being sold in Dodge dealers around the country. And I'm frankly a little concerned that the people that make my Chevy Camaro are simply going to sit and let this happen. The 1,000 horsepower private citizen barrier remains to be broken. You either get to live your life the way you want to, or you don't. And if you don't, then you're one of these god-awful control freak weenies who do nothing but look for faults and problems and injustices and species that have yet to be discovered that are on the verge of extinction and all the rest of this whiny crybaby stuff. Still a great country, and people say, what do you like most about America? I'll say, I like America most because America can get from 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. And that's miles per hour, by the way, 60 miles per
that's
hour,
right.
not your weak little kilometers per hour. Yeah, yeah. There's a few men left.
We're going to take more heat for the metric bashing, but I can take it.
I don't care. Yeah. It's a glorious thing, and it made me happy and proud. And should make you happy and proud, too. If you understand it, you understand it. If you don't, you don't. That's just how it works. For the entire Right Angle team, I'm Bill Whittle. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.